Road. Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Okay, welcome back to the final bonus episode of season four. Well, it was essentially the first season of our bonus episodes.
It was.
So
I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've loved them. And that's all that matters. Yeah. Really, me and you. So as always, we go through your confessions and help you get them out of your system. It's all completely anonymous, so please do get in touch on our Instagram page at UnveiledNowPod. Wait. Never know what the name of our Instagram is. At UnveiledPodNow. Or you can email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com. Okay, so first one. I once rang in sick to work while in Ibiza and I ended up in the background of a Love Island influencer story. I blamed AI.
Oh my God, stop it.
Scream. That's like, you know, if you're going to do that, you need to go to ground, don't you?
Oh yeah. Like I know.
AI is a good blame though.
It is a good blame. But have you ever, where was I? And I was trying to not, I think I was trying to, who was I trying to tell someone that I was going to be late, but I hadn't actually left yet. And I was in the back of someone's story. They were like, you haven't left yet. I think it could have been James Cavanagh at something. And like, I remember being caught and I was like, fuck.
That was a lag.
I was like, whoopsie. But back, it was actually one of those, it was back then when like you posted like there and okay. then kind of stuff yeah. like it wasn't like oh you could get away. We're like, oh, that must have been a while ago, where back then it was like there and then kind of vibes. Yeah. I lied on my CV about speaking French. I got away with it for 2 years until someone asked me to translate a menu in Paris while on a work trip. Oh, I panicked and just said everything had meat in it and the boss was a strict veggie. Ended up in Mackey D's.
What a genius. Give that person a raise. Like, that is critical thinking yeah. to its core.
Do you ever see Rachel Galvo? Sorry, yeah, her funny video the other day where that one friend that studied French in school. Girls, I studied French in school. I ordered and I was howling because there is one of those friends in a group being like, oh, I've done something, I can yeah. do this for us.
Yeah.
I just thought it was absolutely hilarious.
There's none of us.
None of us would ever do that.
We're like, you do it.
Unless we're trying to get in somewhere, they're like, can you walk up
yeah.
first?
Yeah. Okay, so I matched with this lad on Tinder and we hit it off grand, agreed to meet up. And during the night, I noticed his screensaver was a photo of him with an older man. Oh, cute, I said. Is that your granddad? Oh, my gosh. He got instantly quiet and replied, no, that's my mom. I was in a taxi within 6 minutes. You never assume anyone's... This happened to my mom at my birthday party before we were young. Well, I think it was like my 8th birthday party or something. And this woman came in to collect a child. Let's say the child's name was Neve, for argument's sake. Mm. Right, so my mom was like to the woman, hi, oh my God, you must be Neve's granny. And she was like, no, I'm Neve's mom. So you just never assume because you can't come back from it.
No, never. But,
like, misgendering someone is crazy.
Yeah. Met a fella on Grindr, had the chats arranged to meet, got to the gaff, rang the bell, and my secondary school teacher answers the door. We both pretended we had the wrong house, never deleted an app so fast.
Oh. My God.
Oh my God.
Like, who's dropping out first, the teacher or the student? Loving these confessions this week. Okay, I was texting a guy a few years ago and the messages started to get a bit spicy. I was mortified to send him photos of me in my pasty old bits. So I went into Marks and Spencer's on Grafton Street to take sexy photos of myself wearing their posh bras in the changing rooms. Oh, we're married 2 years in July, but cost me a fortune when we first dated. Well, for a month.
Aww.
Well done. She
well
played the long
done.
Game. That's very clever. Again, smart people in the deal.
Very smart. While I'm anxious, I binge watch episodes of One Tree Hill while gorging on an entire six pack of Petit Filous, way better than a Xanax. That's so true. I used to watch One Tree Hill and funny enough, I can't remember any of it. but it was one of the shows I used to watch, just like with the OC.
Sorry, I'm like fighting for my life here to try and not get sick at the mere thought of a pedophilu.
Oh, I love it.
The smell is wafting back.
Oh my God, I love a pedophilu. They smell like strawberries.
So it reminds me of childhood, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know as a child I had lactose intolerance.
Oh.
So I'd always be like, huh, whenever they come out. And yeah. like trying to get them down my throat, they'd be like,
because they would be the more lactose ones, because they're actually a soft cheese. They're not actually.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're not actually a yogurt. Pedophilus are soft cheese, a flavored soft cheese.
Some sick fuck would always let one burst in their bag in primary school, wouldn't they?
I used to always love the Tutti Frutti flavor.
Oh, they were violent.
They were like a thing.
So violent. Violence all around.
Yeah, well.
I never got into One Tree Hill at all.
You didn't? What was the show that you watched when you were younger? Like at that age?
I didn't really like the OC either. I love Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I watched Desperate Housewives. The Hills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you watched. Did you watch The Hills and The City?
The City was shy.
Newport Harbour.
No, that was shy as well.
Yeah, I just watched them in the background.
Yeah, but you are.
You know what I used to love? Well, like, actually, it's funny that you say that. I stopped watching. I used to watch TV and then I didn't from the age of like 20 to like 25. I remember being in this era of like, I think I was just like working, not in influence. Well, I kind of was doing a bit of influencing. I used to work so many hours around Thomas that I'd be like, you're watching the show? And I'd be like, no. Like, everyone be watching stuff. And then I was so happy COVID hit because I actually got back into TV again.
Yeah, you were able to catch up.
But you know what I used to do? I used to race home for it, you know, on MTV, the Wayne Robson Project, and they jump on the on the screen.
Oh, so I used to love
so
that.
So I used to pretend that I was jumping on the screen with them and it'd be like hip hop. And I'd be like, do, do, do. I like.
Project. Pop yeah. Locking.
And I used to always make my sister and brother watch me.
I used to like.
Sit there and watch me dance.
Oh, God, you still do that. I used to like hate/love. Do you remember MTV Made?
Oh, love.
I want to be the best.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be made. And it's like they wanted to be like the quarterback.
Yeah. Or remember 16 and Pregnant? That was like a movement for me.
I only last year rewatched all the Teen Mom stuff.
It's so good.
It's wild.
So I watched 16 and Pregnant with Caitlin and Macy, like when that first came on MTV. And that really, to be honest, put the shits up me. It made me realise that I did not want to be young pregnant because they were having such a hard time.
No, it was a really important show.
Yeah, I was. And then like, even like just weird relationships, like with. Do you remember Chanel?
Janelle.
And the mom. And, oh
yeah,
my
but
God.
I feel sorry for the mom.
Yeah, so did I. So did
Janelle
I.
Janelle was a little pock.
Oh, she.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, you don't understand. I need to go to this Kesha concert. It's like, babe, you're in jail. I don't know what to tell you.
And you have a son at home.
Jace is on the ground and you're in jail. But Kesha is my life. Me and my friend always say Kesha is my life.
I'm actually going to go home and watch the Teen Mom, like where they're all adults now, like Amber and Macy.
Next chapter.
Yeah, the next, that's what it's called. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it. I feel like I'd love it because they're like all in it. And I think Caitlin is trying to see if she can see Carly again. This is the daughter that she put up for adoption.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm well versed.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I love, this is so rare that we have reality TV.
I know, need to get back on it.
Can we just have one moment for maths? If you haven't watched it, I've got Nessa and David on it now.
God. Yeah. But I am really enjoying heading off on my maiden voyage of maths for this year.
Oh yeah, there's so much to happen. So good.
The episodes are so long though. They're like an hour and a half.
Are they?
They feel like it.
Yeah. They are with ads. I know if you were to break, I have so many ads in mine. I'm on,
I don't
anyway.
Know if I have ads, but they just feel
long.
Chunky.
They are long. They are a chunky episode. But yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys, for a bonus episode. Don't forget about our season finale main episode that was out. We had Ciara Ryan on, so do go back and listen to that if you've missed it. And thanks so much for all the laughs and the loves and the listens. And we'll see you in July.
See you soon, sweeties. Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.